D-I-C.
K1DJB, monitoring, mobile.
K-E-A-W-U-O to N-A-W-R-O.
N-A-W-R-O here. Go ahead, John.
So, when I look at Sean on the roster, it shows all the check boxes checked. At least, I believe. I looked on my phone. I'm going to sign in real quick on the computer here. Curious what you see.
So on his file, when I click the pencil to, go inside and edit, when I click the pencil and drop down, band capabilities and digital voice, all that, not there, neither are the FEMA and ICS. However, equipment is checked, all the ticks are checked there.
Gotcha. Okay. One second. I keep typing in the wrong password, apparently.
It's seven dots. Dot. I've seen your password.
No, those are asterisks. It's a bunch of asterisks.
WABD.
Now I'm the dummy that typed in my username with a .com address instead of a .org. And so that's why I was not being able to log in. Gosh, I hate that.
So that damn guy that made a fuss about .org versus .com, who was he?
That was all Wally's fault. You can blame Wally.
I would never blame Wally. All right, I'm officially logged in. Let me look at this roster.
All right, so like I said, Sean's missing stuff, and then I did the same thing, edited your file. You have all the band capabilities. It's showing up proper. You got WinLink and everything, so it does it on some files, but not others. I'm wondering, hopefully it's not doing it on the ones that I edit.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm going to try to save it and see what it does.
Give a little PSA. The stoplight at 26 and County Line is out. There's an accident waiting to happen.
You know, Wally, the FD went out on a couple of calls. That might be related, but you would think somebody would be there, though.
One would think.
Yeah, I'm seeing what you're seeing, too. That's curious. I'll have to take a look at that. It's kind of ironic because it's Sean is a ham but has no band capabilities and no digital voice capabilities, and we can't change it. Of all people. It's like the guy that can do everything.
Well, he ain't the only one. My file does it too, and there's others in there. It's just you got to kind of look for them. So, now, if you can fix it, I'd be happy to go through and, again, do the data entry if it's needed.
Yeah, I can definitely. I'll find a way to fix it. I got to look into it to see what it's not doing correctly. But I'll give it a go. I'm gonna have to run out to the car and get the laptop, but I'll probably do it in like an hour. I'll try to look at it. So it won't be right away, but I'll try to get to it ASAP.
Greatly appreciated, John, but remember, day job first. NAWRO after you. Thanks.
Yeah, this is doing stuff for ARPSC is way more fun and interesting than doing stuff at work. And so I have a hard time with work comes first. But all right, I will do my best and not get any
work. I'll be monitoring. Copy that. NAWRO, clear, QSO, listening.
WAVD, clear.
NADJP sensing. NAHAP, NAHAP from NAWRO, statewide one. Nothing heard, NAWRO, clear call.
NAWRO, NAHAP. Sorry about that, I was on the phone.
Yeah, no worries. It was the longest delay ever for when you called out. I heard you. I was in the other room with lunch, and I figured I see on the dashboards, I'd come back and just say, hey, good signal.
Well, I appreciate that. Yeah, I got one of these, the Baofeng DM radios here, DM32, and got that code plug from, I think, Cliff. So just want to make sure it's actually functioning.
Yeah, I'm looking at their dashboard there, and it's coming in good. 0% loss. Of course, you're on Mount Clemens, and your RSSI is like 66. That's pretty darn good. So it's interesting how those things perform. And I did see that you got it from Cliff, the code plug. You got a good one, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, absolutely. It saved me a heap of trouble trying to program, you know, a huge code plug. Plus, it's, the way he's got it organized is top-notch. Much more easier system than the Anytone stuff that I have. So, but yeah, as far as signal goes, I'm sitting about a quarter mile from the antenna here in Mount Clemens. So I'm not surprised the signal's working well. I'm going to keep this one in my work truck just to kind of monitor what's going on around town.
Copy that. I won't keep you. Just curious, you going to make Thursday for the meeting?
Yes, sir. I will be there. Do we need to bring, I realize we're not bringing soldering irons, obviously, but do we need to bring tape measures and such? Anything else you guys need?
Negative. That would be our deputy EC providing the kit. The only thing is, it's later on we'll have to get, if you actually want to make it work, we'll have to get it's an end connector he's using for the antenna side. So it would have to be, I presume, a male end connector with the jumper to, what would that be, SMA? To get to your Baofeng or whatever you're using, if you're going to do like a fox hunt thing. So nothing to bring for construction. He's got everything. But if you actually want to tune it and use it, you'll have to do the antenna jumper.
Okay. Oh, that sounds good. Yeah, I won't worry about it then until I'm at home and I can do some Amazon shopping. But, yeah, I'll let you go. I'll be clear on your final. I got to get back to work. Sitting on the side of the road, people are probably looking at me funny. NAWRO, NAHAP.
Copy that, Joe. Have a good one. NAHAP from NAWRO. I'll be clear as well.
KFADBZ. Gentlemen, thank you both for the compliments. I was listening. I appreciate it. 73s, clear and monitoring, KFA-DPZ.
Copy that, Cliff. N-A-W-R-O.
Yeah, thanks again, Cliff. N-A-H-A-P.
Anytime, guys. Clear and monitoring.
N-A-W-R-O from K-E-A-W-U-O.
Yes, sir.
So I just pushed changes to the website, so you have like 30 seconds to save what you were doing. Sorry.
Hey, no worries. What's the best way to do it? I'll clear out, right? Or just restart, right? Because it won't save. That's fine. I just started, so.
Yeah, I didn't even think about it, and I just pushed the changes, and I'm like, oh, well, Tim's probably in there working right now. So, but yeah, no, like if you're editing, you know, like, my profile, for instance, just hit save changes and then wait for it to come back online, and then you'll be good to go. And the radials should then work.
Very good. No, I'm actually on the sign-up page, so maybe I can just pause a little bit and it might work because I'm not actually accessing a file.
Yeah, I would imagine that it's correct, that you could probably just stay on that page. And then one, you can open another tab and browse the website and, you know, keep hitting refresh until it seems like it's acting normal again. You can also go to the admin tab and watch under the admin tab at the bottom, there's a build info, and you can look at the latest revision to see that it shows It's already down. The page is already down, so you can't look. So, darn it. But, okay, yeah, that published fast, faster than normal. Seems like it goes quick now. So that's good. I don't know what changed, but when I first would push, it would take it like a half hour. So, but cool. All right. Well, it'll be back up soon.
No worries. Perfect time for a Union 5. And then, so I'm on the second to last. And that last file, no reason why I couldn't go ahead and enter it. I just won't approve it, right?
Yeah, he'll get the email, though. So that might get, I mean, he can just kind of be on ice for the time being. But it's just going to say, you know, thanks for your application, blah, blah, blah. And he'll be confused as to why he got that, but maybe not. We did ask him. Oh, he said he filled it out, so, yeah, I don't know. But he will know. He will know. So I'll leave that up to you.
No. If he's going to generate any kind of an email, I will not do it. Back to plan one. Not a problem. We'll deal with it tomorrow. All good, John. Thanks for that. Appreciate it. N-A-W-R-O.
Yeah, it'll send them an email and tell them that he signed up and that we're reviewing his application. So probably best to hold off. The website is back up, so that's, like, super. So I'm going to go in there and try to edit Sean's card and see if it sticks.
Copy that. And if it works, then, of course, you know, just let me know. And at some point, I'm going to go line by line and go through everyone's file. And I got to figure out. I wasn't using Skywarn for everybody that has Skywarn, but I guess we better do that, right? At first, I thought Skywarn was, you know, like administrative for the Skywarn net people like you, me, Jeff. But more I think about it, maybe Skywarn should just be everyone that's Skywarn trained. But we can talk about that in the future. But all right, NAWRO after you.
Yeah, you bring up a good point. You know, we could add another field for position because that is under position, not necessarily an attribute. Yeah, I almost think there should be an attribute for it because that's where, like, level one, level two is. Kind of ICS forms are attributes, too, but we have them down in the training section. So, I don't know, we could probably use a little bit of a restructuring as we grow with this. But, yeah, Skywarn as a position probably is the way you initially thought. But we should probably add an attribute for people or a training section for the people that are Skywarn trained, which we do ask it somewhere, don't we? I guess not. So, yeah, that's a good point.
Well, good, because that's kind of the way it is. I'll double check. It's just for the Skywarn Net boss and those that are, like Dave, can do a Skywarn Net. I want to do my console. I'm in there. You're in there, I think. But, you know, we'll have to just kind of fine-tune this as we move forward. And, yes, on the application, Skywarn, we do have Skywarn. But down the line, again, for future, not now, but for future, somebody was looking for expiration of your Skywarn because it's every 2 years.
Yeah, that's very true. Yeah, we probably need an expiration for all of that, technically, for anything that expires. I don't know if the ICS 100s, 200s, et cetera, expire, but we do need to add that, too. I got to write this down. And by the way, the check marks thing worked just fine on Sean's, so that's good. I don't know, I guess it's better grammar. If he can do D-Star Fusion, or if there's an other that he can do for digital voice capabilities. I have him down for All-Star, DMR, and P25. I think he says he has a Fusion, but I don't remember. And I wouldn't doubt he has D-Star, but if if Sean, you're listening, let me know. Otherwise, over to you, Tim, K-E-A-W-U-O.
I have his original Google FDS-98, whatever that thing is. I already forget. Oh, it's right in front of me. FDS-98 form. So I'll just go ahead and update or just input what's there. And, of course, every user can, you know, fix it, right? So there's that. And, yeah, all good. Appreciate it. Thanks.
Yes, sir. No problem. I will I'll jot that down about the you know, we should probably add a section down to the training area at the bottom where the ICS 100, 200, et cetera, are for Skywarn. And then we'll just make that, you know, whether or not someone is Skywarn trained. And then the Skywarn position stays the same. And then I'll add the Skywarn expiration date. And then let me know if ICS 100, 200, et cetera, expire.
Yeah, that's what I forgot to respond to. No, we Mike and I and Dave were just talking about this. ICS do not technically expire, so there's no. However, Skywarn and then the upcoming CPR and first aid will. So the
I'm not sure if there's someone else trying to transmit, but I got a negative bonk there for a second. But okay, so I wrote down the Skywarn expiry date thing. If I'm going to do something like that and have like a system for like reminding of us of when someone expiration date is coming up, I might as well do like CPR, and you said first aid too. If those are things that we think we'll have in the future, we might as well just put them in now and get that kind of plumbed, and then, we can grow into that when we're ready.
Copy that, and I agree, and I was told that whether it actually comes to fruition, I think so, because, you know, of where Dave's at, and he really wants to do that, and it makes sense. So, yep, those three items for now. The rest, we'll figure out on the fly, obviously. But, yeah, ICS does not expire.
Okay, copy all. I got all that written down, and I will try to work on that as soon as possible.
Greatly appreciated. NAWRO will be clear after you.
Alrighty. I probably won't push anything else to the website until probably this weekend, so unless something kind of pressing comes up, anything related to the roster and getting, you know, kind of that squared away, I'll try to jump on. But more of these little changes, I'll probably do. I don't want to push in the middle of the day to the website as much as I can prevent it. So I'll try to just limit it to, like, Saturdays at, like, midnight. And then the site is working during normal ham radio operating hours.
Sounds like that might be a best practice, I presume. So, yeah, agreed.
All right, well, 73 is K-E-A-W-U-R-O. I'll be monitoring.
N-A-W-R-O.
K-F-A-D-P-Z, question for you both. How often are we going to have to do our Skywarn training? Because I did mine actually in March of last year.
Yeah, Cliff, it's every 2 years from when you did it last. However, you're welcome to join us this spring. We should have another one in person at the MISD building, a special training session, you know, not on training day, but we'll have another, whatever NWS does. But you don't have to because yours is still valid, if that helps. NAWRO.
No, you actually have to do yours every 3 months.
Okay, right now I'm really wishing that I could text over these radios just so I could send a laugh icon to John. But, yes, thanks for the information, Tim. Like I said, I was just curious so I can manage things. And I just might join you guys for this Skywarn class. Doesn't hurt to catch up on the latest information.
Copy that. That was good for a laugh. It would be the Cliff Clause. NAWRO.
KF8DPZ monitoring.
KEAWOJ on Statewide 1. KEAWOJ, KEAWS, how you doing?
Hey, good, Gene. I'm hanging in there. Fat, dumb, and ugly, same as always. How about you?
As long as you're fat and ugly with a cigar in your mouth, everything's good. I'm doing good. Everything's going pretty well.
Yes, but are you behaving?
Oh, no, come on. I'm too young for that. How about yourself?
I was going to tell you, first, stop that. And I'm too old to misbehave, so I got to behave.
Fair enough. Stand by. I'm gonna switch radios here. Get off the Chief Control radio.
Okay, no problem. Just sitting on the porch having a cigar.
KEAWS returning. I figured. As soon as I hear your call, I generally, the first thing I think is he's out on the porch having a cigar, literally.
I've been kind of listening a lot lately, and you guys, you and Tim and some others, they're still working away on your emergency stuff. It's pretty impressive.
The majority of the people that you hear, John, Tim, me, KKKJO, Tom, a good chunk of us are all on the administrative staff, so we're constantly doing stuff, but we're trying to, well, I shouldn't say we're trying, we are, you know, resurrecting and rebuilding everything and essentially flipping it upside down and redoing it from the start.
Well, it's pretty impressive from my point of view there. I don't hear any of the other counties or emergency people, I'm sorry to you guys, do all year long. As soon as you get around to close time for the SETs and stuff like that, then I start hearing them kind of thing. But you guys are going all year. It's pretty nice. It's pretty good dedication, I guess.
Yeah, and, when the spring set comes along, I can only imagine that we're going to be on the radio only, you know, 20 times more. Hopefully with, you know, all this work, we still have a long way to go, but hopefully with all this work, you know, we can start having a form of interoperability between the surrounding counties, and, you know, everyone should be able to help everyone. That would be nice, and in my opinion, pretty much an ultimate goal.
And a good one at that. That's what I was kind of impressed and amazed by you guys using, what was it, Statewide 3 or Event 1 or something like that, and doing a lot of your, I forgot what you called it now, where you send people out to do stuff on DMR there. Everybody in the doggone state could connect fairly easily.
Yeah, it was a good resource, and then we got thrown a curveball in the middle of the set, and we weren't able to use digital modes anymore, so we had to switch off to analog, and we ended up using two different repeaters and two different people dispatching or deploying out, and it worked, and it proved a point that we're able to switch back and forth and still remain effective. I don't know if you were able to hear on the UHF and VHF side.
Well, yeah, I was monitoring both. I was listening on Statewide 1 when they came in and told you to, you know, okay, you got to drop it now. And then everybody went back to, I think it was Mount Clemens and another one kind of thing. Which I was kind of bummed because, you know, DMR, you either got a fantastic signal or you don't have a signal at all. And I have a little trouble sometimes going RF to Mount Clemens, but luckily they got an all-star node there, so I could hook up to that.
Yeah, copy that. It was the Mount Clemens, the WAAMAC, and then I believe we were using FBI as the other one.
Well, that makes sense. John's got a whole nice system there. It runs up and ties into Central Michigan and on up into Traverse City and all over the place.
Yeah, well, so everything's pretty much linked with Central Michigan. Even the WAAMAC, the Mount Clemens machine, is also on the Central Michigan VHF link.
Yeah, I remember before I got my All-Star note, I remember connecting to the VHF one time and hearing people from all over Central Michigan there through that repeater there. But like you say, it was RF, it's at the end of my string there, so I was having a little trouble. But once I got the All-Star note, now it's a piece of cake.
Yeah, you know, an All-Star note is definitely something that... definitely something I want to get myself into and actually build one. The only All-Star setup I have is on my phone and tablet, and I can dial into the repeaters through my tablet, and that's cool. But you know, that's not necessarily you know, an RF user radio kind of thing, which I would ultimately want to strive for. Just haven't had the time to actually go in and order it and build it up.
Yeah, I bought a ClearNode, needs $400, but it's actually worth the money. It does All-Star, DMR, P25, YSF, all that good stuff, MXDN kind of stuff. But I like you, I wanted to build one, so. I bought a Raspberry Pi 5 and started fooling around with that kind of thing. But then I got stuck because I can't seem to find a radio hat for it. So I'm using it as a desktop now.
Yeah, well, ultimately that's my goal. And I already have a Pi Zero with an MMDVM hat that I put together. So, you know, I'm already on the DMR Brandmeister side of it. Now, since I've learned about this link and how easy I can get into it, I haven't used it in a really long time, but I already have that and built it. So building an All-Star node shouldn't be too horrible.
Well, for you young smart guys, I guess not, but for, for this whole part, I got to go look up every little thing. And I'll get around to it sooner or later. Like I said, maybe I'll get an MMDVM board for the instead. I was just looking for a UHF, VHF hat or, you know, one or the other that I could use for it kind of thing. But I have two, you know, actually I have the ClearNode and then I've got a Zoom Spot Elite that I could use also. So I'm in no hurry, but. I just don't like the fact that I don't like letting things like that beat me, you know what I mean? It keeps gnawing at me, so I got to finish it sooner or later. K-E-A-W-O-K.
Fair enough. I've got a couple projects here that I'm working on, and I have a mobile in the base that they got messed up, and I have a member of ours offering to help me with some surface mount circuitry. So I really got to get that stuff ordered and get the radio over to him to help me with some of the stuff. I can do the soldering stuff. I just don't have a hot air solder station, so nor the experience. I'd love to learn it, but I don't know either one. So getting my base back up to snuff is on the top of my priority list as far as radio goes.
Oh yeah, I can understand that. I got a 991A and it's a lemon, man. It's that thing, a lemon. It's sitting in the corner collecting dust. I had another. Well, it was $1,300 new, and then I got another $500 in two trips back to Southern California there for repairs, and it's just the same thing going on, you know, in the first year and a half of the warranty kind of thing. And the power's all over the place. Keeps blowing finals on UHF, VHF. You can set it at 25 watts and then go across the repeaters in Southeast Michigan here, and it'll run anywhere from 18 to 40 watts. So, you know, if you try to set it anywhere above 25 watts, it just blows the finals in it. So I finally got tired of it. And Yaesu, you have to send their radio back four times for the same problem before they might replace it and consider it a lemon and replace it. So I said, I'm not going to have $2,300 wrapped up in this piece of junk. So it's sitting in a corner collecting dust.
Copy that. I believe I remember you telling me about that radio, which I'm assuming that your problems started after the warranty, because I would hope that with a problem like that, they'd repair it, and if that repair didn't work, replace it right off the rip. And definitely not four returns. That's ridiculous.
No, it was under warranty. That's that seems to be their policy, or so they say. It's got to go down four times for the same problem during the warranty period, and then they might agree that it's a lemon and give you another radio. So I was kind of washed my hands of Yaesu. And I don't really want to spend big money on bases anymore, so I'm using all handhelds and mobiles.
Yeah, completely understandable. And you know, with a family and a home in 2026, I don't have the money for a real base. Although I would love one. I just use mobiles, and I have an antenna on the roof, and I just use it like that. And it works well for me, especially because I'm not trying to go far. I only live in New Haven, and majority of my contacts are through the repeater system in Mount Clemens. And if I want to jump over to Richmond, I will, but that's only if conditions, if I'm on the FBI, the FBI might pick me up a little bit better than like the Warren or the UMP. So sometimes I'll jump over to Richmond, but yeah, the mobiles do me just fine.
Yeah, exactly. I'm the same way. I mean, it was fun while that thing was running, that 991A was running, and I'd be cruising 2 meter, and I made some connections in West Bloomfield, C4FM, RF, and it was kind of fun. But, you know, since discovering digital, I can talk around the world off my handheld sitting on the porch here, so, and I don't need a yard full of antennas, so I'm kind of fat and happy with digital. K-E-A-W-O-J.
K-E-A-W-O-X. Yeah, I just looked that up. I've got a Yaesu mobile, and I love that, but I just looked up that 991A. It looks like a really nice, fancy radio.
Yeah, a lot of people have them. They had the original 991A, and they had all kinds of problems with it. There was a production problem, supposedly, according to Yaesu, and everybody was ready to hang them, kind of thing. And so they come out with a bunch of marketing saying, okay, we fixed the production problem, and we have this new model, the 991A, and blah, blah, blah. So I fell for it and bought one. But a lot of people have some good, solid ones, I guess. But I know four or five people that have the same, you know, it's been back, theirs has been back a couple of times, too. So they're not that awful happy with it either.
Have you done the research on forums and stuff to see if any of those do-it-yourselfers have come up with any fixes semi recently?
No, I haven't. And even if somebody had one there, I don't have the ability to fix it. You figure you send it back, they want to know what the reason is for you keep blowing the finals, you know. But they never ask. They never even look into it. They just replace the finals and send it back, you know. And it's $250 a pop. You know, it's covered under warranty, so they don't charge you for the fix. But it costs you $250 for shipping and insurance each trip back. So, you know, four trips, that's another grand. So it's like $2,300 before they admit it's a junk and give you one that works, you know, if they give you one that works. But, if there's a fix for it, I wouldn't know what to do. I did fool around with 6 meter. It goes up to 100 watt, and I did get on 6 meter and run it up to 80 watt, and everything seemed fine there. So it might be an okay HF radio, but I haven't been doing HF, so it's just sitting in the corner collecting dust.
Copy that. Yeah, I was just doing a little bit of research. There's definitely a lot of forms and bad stuff on that radio. Also some adjusting biasing on the finals, and there's a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, to be honest with you, I was considering the YouTube video, taking it out to a dump and put a close-up camera on it and just blow it to smithereens. Just with a title, here's what I think of Yezu. But I make a lot of enemies that way, I think. A lot of people love their radio. You know, if you get a good one, you're going to love it kind of thing. You get 11, well, you know, you're kind of stuck.
Yeah, copy that. I think that radio is a little bit on the expensive side to just blow it up. But, I mean, if you get enough views and they monetize you, you might make enough for that. K-E-8-L-A-X, Freddy.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to say. I could probably get my money back, you know, if I got some good footage of it just blowing up or shooting it into little bitty pieces kind of thing. I could probably get my money back off of that thing.
It'd be kind of funny, but the chance of you actually getting monetized just on that one video alone would probably be fairly slim. But anyway, Rick, I gotta say 7-3s. I got a little bit of work I gotta try to tackle. I took on another job, so I've been getting prepared for that and going from there. So I'm going to say 7-3s and catch you on the air here soon. This is KE8LX, and I'll be crying your final.
Okay, Dean, always good to catch up and talk with you there, and I had thought you were probably done for the day there. I didn't know how to hold me up there. Don't want to be doing that. So have a good one here, and don't work too hard. Catch you later. KE8WOJ, I'll be clear.
No worries at all. You weren't holding me up. No worries at all. I'll be monitoring pretty much all day. This is KELOX. Have the rest of your day, Chris.
WALR on statewide one. WALR on statewide one. KADIY, KADIY from WALR statewide one.
KADIY, statewide one.
Hey, 5x5, Gordon, thank you. Looks like I just had to reset the router out here.
All right, 5x5 as well here, Scott, sounding good. Thanks for getting that rebooted.
Oh, thanks for jumping on and helping me troubleshoot. I can't really test the network when I'm right here by it, right? So, thank you, sir. I'll go button things up here now.
Sounds good. Talk to you later. W-8-A-O-R-K-8-D-I-Y. I'll be clear.
W-8-A-O-R mobile. K-C-K-G-O. Good evening. All right. We got our link back up here on the speaking side. It was down. You know, one of those computer thingies. You got to reboot it.
Well, you're coming across. You said you're in Muskegon?
Yes, sir.
I'm sitting over here in Mount Clemens. Got done with work a little bit early, dropped off some chili pepper at my daughter's work, and just waiting for her to get out so I can drive her home.
Oh, copy that. Sorry. A little bit of multitasking. Mount Clemens. That's up there. Why am I drawing a blank?
Southeast Michigan, Selfridge Air Base.
Okay, I'm moving a little road and I something. It's been one of those weeks I just cannot talk.
It's Tuesday, what do you expect?
Yeah, you plugged it into Ether 1 on the router, not Ether 5, just so you know. Your laptop looks like you might have plugged it into Ether 5.
Okay, Mike, yeah, so you just need the laptop plug in. All right, so it is 5. All right, got it. So it's upside down. On top of the UPS.
Yeah, it must be, because I'm looking right now, and I saw a link come up on Ether 1, and I'm like, oh, well, that's still in the bridge, even though it was labeled the cradle point.
I'll turn that one down.
Yeah, your laptop is disassigned the IP, because you unplugged it. But yeah, Ether 5 is where the DMR was. So if it's in 1 and you already left, I can rename it for right now. So I'll make a note that Ether 1 is where that's at.
Okay, and then when we do the L-Star, the meta port, we go into it, or you want a specific port?
Do 3 or 4, you're putting L-Star in there?
Yeah, when I get done swearing at the Linux program.
Gotcha. Well, you're talking to Fred, not Mike. Mike's on the phone with me, though.
Oh, okay. Sometimes with DMR, you can't tell someone's voice. It's not quite as natural.
Well. All right, I just normally backhauls go, we start at 1 and go up, and then local site devices start at the end and come back down. That site had a cradle point originally in Ether 1, but it got removed because we got the backhaul in, so that's why, yeah.
All right, copy that. I got to see if this thing has the option for equalizing the audio, because the gentleman in Clemens, I had to turn the volume up, and you, I had to turn the volume down.
Well, if it's a 55-50 or 75-50, you can get RX auto-leveling on them.
45-50. I don't know if this option's in it or not, but that means you have to get underneath the seat, plug in it. Well, no, I should be able to get read it off the head of the radio.
Yeah, 45-50s don't have it. I'll just back away from my mic a little for you. Okay, I'm talking Mike.
All right, thanks, Fred. Appreciate it. WAR. Dylan, go ahead.
I'll be back shortly. I'm on B-25 real quick. Hello, Fred. CC Kid Joe. I'll be back. CC Kid Joe, I am back. 380R. OAR, is that what it was, Scott? Because all it comes across is your DMR ID.
Yeah, I don't know how to make it come across in my call. I guess I could put, I don't know, will the system accept it if I put my call after the ID in the program in the radio?
Yeah, how does it come across your screen for me? It should show 7159727. And then either KCK Joe or Tom, one of the two.
Just your ID.
It won't. You got to remember, not everybody has those crappy Chinese radios that have the full thing in there. Don't worry about it, what your call sign comes across. As long as your radio ID is valid, that's all that matters. Especially because Motorola's don't have all the space for contact IDs, so don't worry about it.
Thank you, Fred. I appreciate that, because that's what I got. I got an XPR 4550. Of course, and I got the Chinese, you know, bowie thingy ones, but those are just toys, not serious radio. How long is my gaze, too?
Yeah, it would be nice if they made these in the dual band. Oh, well, it is what it is. I have to figure out where I can throw another one that's VHF in here. I'm out of space. It's only a 4Runner. I got 4 radios in here, and that's about all the room I got.
Scott, you got to switch to Kenwood and get rid of that Motorola junk. You can do 2 radios on 1 control head with the NX series. Got to shell out a little coin. K8DIY.
Did you just bring a Kenwood to a Motorola conversation?
Only in my dreams. I'd love a pair of NX 5200s for my mobile rig, but I haven't won the lottery yet, so I can only dream about it. But they don't, even on eBay, even 10 years old, they're not cheap for some reason.
Yeah, the 4550s aren't bad. KSN had a handful, so I grabbed one or two. I can't remember if I got two. I had a couple of three somehow. I don't remember, but one at Build Kit, one at Base, and one here. And it seems to do a pretty good job. I had to go buy the remote head kit because I can't have a bunch of full radios mounted on the dash. It's not like that XDR 4550 is light by any means. Well, even the control head's not small on this thing.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Okay, it's your kid, Joe. Go ahead, Wally. You're up.
Well, if the radio that I want ever comes to available, one that my ultimate radio, they're proud of it. I'm going to lie to you there, about $2,600. The TTM-9900 is VHF, UHF, 7800, and 900, which is good over there, the west side of the state, and over here. And it's P25 and DMR. I've had one in order since July. I finally got a refund, supposedly. And that's my dream radio. And that will clean up your dashboard.
I hate it, Fred. WB. Well, the only tapes I've worked with is we got some for work that we use for training. Oh, 9400 Siri portable, I think.
Eventually, I'll get up to the big boy toys. I said I just got the 4550 courtesy of Mr. W8BD there. And then I just picked up a Yaesu FTM310 DRASP. So I got System Fusion there. And then I got Huawei's P25 VHF Tate. That's a very nice radio.
We don't have any P25 over here except for the 800 system. So it doesn't want to pay for me to have a P25 rig. Now, I'd love to have a Fusion radio in there, but the problem is I cannot stand Yaesu's menu. It's not that intuitive. If you want to go with Simplex or changing something on the fly, the menu isn't all that terrific. I love my little Kenwood CM71A. But the only problem is it wasn't all due digital.
And you should have it. I can't get it. Yeah, the
K-A-D-I-Y. Gordon, are you still able to copy me or no?
I just heard Wally before you talking about P25 over on the east side. Here you've got M9PAY, at least during the summertime, a VHF P25 machine over across the lake. It's on the same frequency as the ZHO machine, so you hear it ID whenever the weather's nice. That Tate radio sounds really cool. It's not often you see a commercial radio that does more than one band at a time. And $2,600 for all that, not a bad price, to be honest, compared to what the other guys charge for a single band.
Or even what they charge for a quad band, P25 only, right?
Well, they keep promising it, and it will be my big radio. They do make the TT, which is the portable version, that is available. You can get that from the Tate dealer right now here in Michigan. That one's available, but I really don't want the portable. I want the mobile. I just, a lot of the analog frequencies and stuff like that where I live, portable, I'm driving around. I just kind of a signal quality Nazi. So, I like to hear things crisp and clear and clean, i.e. this one here. I enjoy it a lot because of it. And if I'm going to be that way, I think I should be throwing out a decent signal as well. Tom, go ahead.
Yeah, I agree with the signal, the whole signal thing, Wally. You're the one to help me get down my DMR so I didn't feel like I was barking on it. And the System Fusion, that's nice and crisp and clean, too. And with that ASP on there, it even makes it more crisp. And I can adjust the audio on it, whether I want it flat or pay attention to high or low. I'm still learning the Yaesu, but I'm really enjoying it in all aspects of the UHF, EHF, and fusion on it.
Oh yeah, the fusion audio quality is pretty good. You know, C4FM. Just can't deny the P25 codec either. It's a really nice sounding codec compared to DMRs, obviously quite nasally. But, you know, they were dividing the channel up in a couple of different time slots, so you're not going to get as quite the fidelity as a P25 and a full 12.5. All right. Well, thank you guys for testing. I just wanted to make sure the system was working here after we set the router and get closer to Homestead. So I'm going to call it in C73 tonight from WAOR Muskegon. Have a great night.
And since it sounds like we've got a good collection of radio nerds, and I use the term as endearment, not derogatory, anybody heard of Connect Systems out of California? They got the CS800D that's a dual-band DMR, but it also does P25, including phase 2, but I don't think it does encryption. But it's, I haven't actually talked to anybody that owns one.
NAWRO Macomb Break.
JTK, go ahead, Jim. I was just about to tag you on that one.
Yeah, I think it's Gordon K8DIY. This is NAWRO Namesome here. I'm one of the guys from Macomb ARPSC, and Tom's with us in the group. And I am transmitting on a CS8000B. So it is a dual band, too. It does have VHF, UHF analog, as well as the DMR. I do like it. It's Motorola-like-ish. But the thing is, on the P25, I'm not sure if that's ready for prime time. It's kind of like I could be wrong, but I think it's like vaporware. I'll send it back over to you.
Well, that it makes sense. Yeah, P25 is kind of a special mode that really only the commercial guys seem to get into. So I guess, you know, just because the chips can support it doesn't necessarily mean the firmware is there for it. So, that's cool. It sounds indistinguishable from the Motorola's on the link here on the talk groups. I guess it is a nice radio, got some good features there, and hopefully a little more polished in the firmware than the Chase radios are.
Go ahead, Tom. I think Scott dropped out, right?
Okay, Joe. Yeah, it sounds like Scott dropped out. Yeah, Gordon, that one that Tim has, that Connect, is really nice, too. If you can hear, it's got great audio quality in it, and it's a good radio to operate. Something else that, you know, I look forward to purchasing in the future.
Yeah, our compadres over at Oakland County, when we did the Dream Cruise with them last year, they did kind of recommended it on their website, but I couldn't really get somebody to talk to. So I just took a dive, and I got it. And, oh, yeah, it's nice. And they also, on the base, I'm on the base now, and it does have this large display. It's on a stand. It looks like a tiny tablet. As a display. And I liked it so much, I got a second one for the mobile. So, yep, I'm all in. Connect system. Quite frankly, I think they reverse engineered a Motorola. Wally took a look at it. He's our Motorola guy, and he said, yeah, exactly. And even the CPS looks like they must have got it from the Big M. But, you know, it's okay. It's a good radio standing by itself. Back over to you.
All right, Jim. It's kind of on my shopping list, looking at it for just the radio and the control head. It isn't actually much more expensive than the radio that I ended up with. Not that I have any problems with my Bridgecom, my mobile, but it's, an Anytone, not a Bridgecom. Bought it from Bridgecom. It's the control head is permanently attached, and I really like that remote control head capability because having a whole radio sitting on the dashboard is a bit cumbersome.
Yeah, it's one thing about the 4550. I don't think the control head comes off of it, but I got it mounted down here underneath the dash. I got a transit 150, so I have plenty of room for radios. And I got this strong box between the two seats, so my Yaesu is mounted on it, my scanner is mounted on it, and the Tape P25 is kind of just tucked here on the side because I don't have a mounting bracket for it. It's just a temporary installation kind of thing. Go ahead, Tim.
NAWRO. Yeah, that was one of the buying features that I got, this separated control head. So on the one here in the base, I do have the box over in the corner closer to the antenna. We're going outdoors. And then I did get a new flat ribbon type Cat6 cable that connects the control head to this big, they call it a BFD. And it works. Just plain works. I will say the only negative thing would be the speaker on the BFD screen is little to be desired. The speaker on the original control head is quite good audio. So the only thing I might do is just get an auxiliary speaker for the shack. But I've got the other one in the Ford, and it's on a little side saddle mount there. But I still got to separate the box from the head. And so I don't have the box encroaching on the passenger side, so to speak. Tom was my partner in the last set, so it kind of worked out, but we got little improvements to make. So go ahead, Gordon.
Tim. Well, that sounds like a nice setup, especially with that expansion screen. I'm looking at the website, and it's making me envious now that we got $120 off on sale for New Year's or something, but $489 for the radio and the BFD. So that's a pretty tempting thing, but not in the budget right now. But I appreciate you coming back and feedback on the radio, so I'm going to keep it on the shopping list for it'd be nice to get one of these days. And the control head being remote really looks like a space saver or a weight saver, but then you're going to have the whole BFD taking up space instead. So I'll turn it over to Tom, KATIY.
Yeah, it's a really impressive radio. And, yeah, Tim, we got to get the body in the back. If you want an external speaker, I got a little one here. I'll take it down tonight for my Yaesu. I was basically using it for my Alinco, because it had the top speaker on it instead of the forward facing behind the control head. So if you want it, you can have it.
Hey, thanks, Tom. I appreciate it. I think I might hold out for the one that Wally has in his shack at home. He's got good sound there. I mean, and I appreciate it, Bill. Looking at the receipt, I guess that must be a deal right now, Gordon, but in any event, it's kind of odd. They're out of California. When I call up, it's pretty much his daughter answering the phone. And then the guy's name that owns it, the CEO, his name is Jerry. And you can actually end up talking to Jerry. Oddly enough, he does the troubleshooting and helps you out and stuff, too. So bottom line, my last, but I do recommend it. You know, whatever the time's right for you, you might want to think about it. And it is interesting because it does have VHF, UHF as well. It's not just like a Motorola where you'd have one or the other. It actually does have both. So, all right, with that, NAWRO, I'll bow out. I'll send it over to K8DIY. Tom, you have a good night as well.
All right, Tim. A cool setup and a neat radio to have. And I'd probably go with an external extra speaker as well, even with the... My Anytone sitting right on the dashboard and the speaker kind of fires towards the windshield. It's still hard to hear with the road noise if you're moving at any decent rate of speed. So external speaker is something that I mounted to the headrest right behind me so I could hear it good. Anyway, my digital assistant is yelling at me that my dinner timer is done, so I'm going to drop out as well, but good chatting with you guys. K8DIY, I'll be clear for now.
WBAVHN at the next call break.
All right, go on, take it easy. Go on and enjoy your dinner. So I'm just waiting for my daughter. I got about another half hour left. Breaking station, go ahead. This is Tom Tango, Oscar Mike, Kilo Charlie 8, Kilo Juliet Oscar.
Yeah, KCATJN Group, WBAVHN, Henley 7, Sierra Echo, Victor, India Mike. Yeah, I just overheard you guys talking about different radios and digital modes and 2.5. I've been scratching my head here. I'm visiting family in Michigan here in suburban Detroit, and I'm a Motorola retiree from Schaumburg, Illinois, and I still live in Illinois. Just wondering whether P25 is enough to invest in a radio of a particular type, and I just overheard guys are probably talking about it for quite a while, but I'm still debating on whether P25 has enough mindshare here in the area, in the region. KJDO and the group WBAVHN.
WBAVHN. I think y'all rest of that KJDO. But, yeah, there's quite a few that have P25 in it, and the network is part of the Central Michigan network. And, so... If you get one here in the Detroit area, it carries up to Lansing and then I think over Central Michigan. So there's quite a few towers. The same towers, I think, that are used for GMR are the same ones that are used for P25. And I've been all over the state, and I've had no problem in Lansing and I think Grand Rapids with P25 with the radio that I got. So if you're looking at investing in it in Central Michigan, I would say yes. The audio quality is... really good. Matter of fact, I got it on right now, and there's a couple guys on there talking on P25, and both of them are owners of some towers in the area.
Yeah, okay. I just have a hard time here. Even though they have some towers in the area, they're not what I would consider pedestrian portable coverage. You have to have a base in town. So I need to get that part under my belt here at the family QBA. So yeah, okay. If I can get across that, I should have enough coverage for base station radio. But you're talking about different types, you know, like Connect Systems versus Motorola and stuff like that. So it's kind of hard for me to buy anything but, you know, Motorola because I have it. I've been galvanized, if you will, by being in the company. So I've got a 4550 at home in Illinois that I use. So, yeah, I appreciate it. Now I'll continue reading the mail on you guys' conversations. So good to connect with you guys. KJO from WBAVHN in the group.
Yeah, for P25, the K-C8 LTS tower is right there in downtown Detroit on top of one of the taller buildings, I guess you can say, without disclosing location. But it is in Detroit, and it is pretty high up and has extremely good coverage. And I think the other one is in Lansing with another extremely tall tower, same with Grand Rapids. But, if you go to Whiskey 8, Charlie... MikeNovember.NovemberEchoTango. That's WHCMN.net. You'll see all the operating frequencies for the Central Michigan network. They got DMR, UHF, EHF, B25, MI7, MI1. So if you get a chance, check that out, and you'll see the frequencies and the all the information that you need for B25. It's a good website. It's a bunch of individual operator owners of the network, that they're all interlinked in one way or another by microwave or network. But it's a pretty robust network out there for EMR and for P25.
Yeah, okay. Fine. Yeah, I've been to the website and checked it on. Yeah, I just have to overcome my my local coverage problem here. Just can't use a portable. So I'll have to put something up here. But, yeah,
Fine Business on LTS and a couple of other ones. So those do pretty well, but they're not indoor coverage. So even suburban here, so it's pretty spotty. So I need to get a better antenna up, you know, and I'll be able to do a little bit more here. Well, great. I appreciate you letting me get in there. I know it's dinner time, and we're going to do the same thing here. So good chatting with you, and I hope to get you guys on P25 mode sooner than later. KC8KJO from WBHN.
Sam, you three, go enjoy your dinner. I've got another 30 minutes left. But all my radios are crackling, so I have one to talk to, if not the other. Have a great night. KC8KJO.